From Tidbits on November 6th, 2017, this is WatchOS 4.1 Delivers Unpromised Features by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released WatchOS 4.1, delivering a few features promised for WatchOS 4 that didn't make the initial release and fixing a variety of bugs. Most notable is that the Apple Watch Series 3 can now stream music from either Apple Music or iCloud Music Library. Series 3 users can also now listen to live radio on Beats 1, custom stations, and expert-curated stations within the new Radio app. Plus, Apple's release notes claim that all Apple Watch users will be able to use Siri to find and play songs, playlists, and albums, but that seems to work already in WatchOS 4.0. Also reportedly new in WatchOS 4.1 is the promised capability to sync fitness data with GymKit-enabled treadmills, ellipticals, stair-steppers, and indoor bikes for more accurate distance, pace, and energy burn metrics. WatchOS 4.1's final new feature is the capability for Apple Watch Series 3 cellular users to use Control Center to disconnect from a Wi-Fi network. That could be useful if you want to force the Series 3 to communicate via cellular rather than Wi-Fi. WatchOS 4.1 also fixes bugs that 1. Blocked haptic vibrations for silent alarms. 2. Erroneously delivered heart rate notifications for the Apple Watch Series 1 and later. 3. Prevented stand reminders from being shown. 4. Prevented the stand hour indicator and sunrise-sunset complication from being displayed. And 5. Caused the first generation Apple Watch to fail to charge in some situations. There are also a few security fixes, including one for the recent crack exploits on the Apple Watch Series 1 and Series 2. As with other updates, you may as well wait a day or two to update to WatchOS 4.1 just in case it causes a problem for some users and Apple pulls or replaces it. WatchOS 4.1 is a 117-megabyte update that you install via the Watch app on your iPhone in Watch Settings General Software Update. Remember that the Apple Watch must be on its charger, charged to at least 50%, and within range of your iPhone, which itself must be on Wi-Fi. Don't start installing if you want to use the watch again within an hour or so. WatchOS updates take a surprisingly long time to load. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Backblaze, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, the Tidbits News app, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.